Texas AG Ken Paxton sues Biden administration over Title IX rewrite pushing transgender ideology. By Hannah Knudsen on April 29, 2024. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over its Title IX rewrite, which pushes transgender ideology. The new Title IX regulations are largely being interpreted as promoting gender confusion. Using the term gender identity rather than biological sex to describe certain situations. As Breitbart News reported, the new rules announced last week define sex discrimination as discrimination based on gender identity as well as sexual proclivities. And schools cannot separate people based on sex. The language has been interpreted to mandate allowing boys into girls' bathrooms and changing rooms. Therefore, the rule not only promotes but forces transgender ideology on schools. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over the overhaul to Title IX, making it clear that Texas will not comply. Texas will not allow Joe Biden to rewrite Title IX at whim, destroying legal protections for women in furtherance of his radical obsession with gender ideology, Paxton's office said in a statement. This attempt to subvert federal law is plainly illegal, undemocratic, and divorced from reality. Texas will always take the lead to oppose Biden's extremist, destructive policies that put women at risk, the press release added. It goes into further detail, explaining that the new rule contorts these protections for women by forcing schools to accommodate the wishes of men claiming to identify as women or transgender, to enter female-only spaces and join female-only organizations, the statement says. This would force schools to permit biological males to use female restrooms and lockers. If schools refused, federal funding would be withheld. Paxton's office notes that the Biden administration first attempted to implement this via informal agency guidance. Ultimately, Paxton believes the new rule violates existing federal law, ignores the Constitution, and denies women the protections that Title IX was intended to afford them. It continues. The Biden administration has exceeded its authority and radically distorted the meaning intended by Congress when the law was made. Further, the changes would fundamentally transform the educational atmosphere of publicly funded educational institutions, forcing communities to capitulate to unscientific gender ideology and putting girls and women at risk in K-12 schools and on college campuses. Texas is not the only state refusing to go along with the Biden administration's overhaul of Title IX. Florida's Commissioner on Education Manny Diaz made it clear in a letter that new rule will not be embraced in Florida. As the Biden administration maims the statute beyond recognition in an attempt to gaslight the country into believing that biological sex no longer has any meaning. Like Texas, Florida agrees the rule would force educational institutions in the Sunshine State to violate federal and state laws, including the First Amendment and the state's Parental Rights in Education Act, as Breitbart News detailed. Governor Ron DeSantis also released a video on the issue, making it abundantly clear that Florida will not comply. We are not going to let Joe Biden undermine the rights of parents. And we are not going to let Joe Biden abuse his constitutional authority to try to impose these policies on us here in Florida, the governor stated in part. Watch. Related, Gavin Newsom laughs at parents' concerns about transgender notification policy.